This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Connected to the Affordable Care Act by the powers that law grants to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the HHS mandate is, nevertheless, suffering blow after blow in court. A new case involves an Illinois construction firm controlled by a Catholic family, and for the first time, a court ruled that both individuals and companies could be protected from the contraceptive and abortifacient mandate that essentially seeks to interdict pregnancy as part of health care. The Seventh Circuit panel didn't even issue an injunction. Instead, it ordered the lower court to do so. Wherever you live, get ready for lots of war on women rhetoric coming your way for the 2014 elections. Democrats, led by the Planned Parenthood abortion business, threw in $1 million in attack ads using that rhetoric for the governor's race in Virginia. The reality is that if abortion harms women, the war on women comes from places like Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. Recently installed New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is promising to team up with Planned Parenthood and compel New York taxpayers to provide more abortion clinics for a city with already one of the highest abortion rates anywhere in the nation. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.